Here's John with this month's hot air.
Thanks, Lisa. Paul starts this month's column out with a reminder to make reservations for the Mid-America Trucking Show. It's going to be back in Louisville, March 20th through 22nd. The hotels fill up fast, so it's not too early to make plans. If you're interested in seeing all that's new in trucking all in one place, Mid-America is the place to be. Speaking of all that's new in one place, congratulations to the Midwest Parts and Service Association. This Chicago area truckers group held the first ever Chicagoland Truck Show October 19th. The show was crowded from the moment the doors opened. For the first time anywhere, drivers and operators had a chance to see all the brand new trucks. In order of introduction, the Ford Aeromax, Freightliner Century Class, Kenworth T2000, and Volvo VN were all in one hall, not 50 feet apart. It made the show something. Listen, two of my most immediate daily objectives are, one, to be focused, and two, to be consistent. Sticking to these two objectives packs a pretty powerful positive punch. Getting focused helps me stay on track, pursue opportunities, check out leads, even plan strategies for negotiations. Now, there are times when a homeowner can be evasive or demanding, even to the point of, well, just plain giving a rep a hard time, right? Hey, we've all been there. When that happens, relax and stay focused on opportunities to serve them.
That's right. There are even opportunities to take advantage of when a customer has said no.
You mean...
referrals.
I was going to say that.
You never know who they might know who needs security.
True. Sometimes a customer is simply in a bad mood or having a rough day. Maybe they've just seen another sales rep that day, or the kids are sick, or it's just a bad time. Whatever the case, I don't take it personally. I empathize, and if necessary, I arrange another time. Welcome to another Summit Learning Systems Facilitator's Audio Session Guide. The topic of this session is clarifying and communicating expectations. Remember, this audio tool has been created as an additional component to your facilitator's guide. To prepare for this session, it's recommended that you also view the audio-visual component in detail. As with every facilitator's audio session guide, the following sections are available to you. First, the session steps overview, which walks you through the facilitation steps for the session. Next, the audio-visual overview, which includes the key points of the audio-visual component and highlights of the role plays included. Then, the discussion overview, which outlines how you'll facilitate the discussion included in the session. Then, the session activities overview, which reviews the corresponding exercises that reinforce the skills. Everybody has a hobby or something they do to amuse themselves when they aren't at work. Some play golf, some bowl, while others fish or walk or jog. Then again, there are those who like their entertainment a little more exciting, like bungee jumping or hang gliding or parachuting. But Teresa Stokes likes to live as far out on the edge as she can, way out. You see, this pretty young lady from Houston likes to walk on the wings of airplanes while they're flying. When not pursuing her career as an artist, Teresa and her partner, Gene Soucy, hit the airshow circuit as stunt pilot and wing walker. So the question arises, how and why would someone so pretty and so artistically talented want to risk her life like that?
Thanks for all those compliments, but I don't think that it is dangerous. I think that I'm in a lot more danger down on the freeway than I am up there. I just have the world's greatest pilot, and there's a lot of things.